Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is August 26, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
We talked last week about Saturn-Rahu in the heavens in combination in Libra, being a strong indication for some new rules and relationships. Saturn, the planet of structure, conjunct Rahu, a major significator of the transformational, both in Libra, the sign of balance and justice.
Ron, I sense you have an example for us.
Naturally. Have you been keeping track of what's going on in New York City? Seems Mayor Bloomberg and the NYPD have had one of their pet projects dubbed Stop and Frisk, struck down by a judge on the basis of racial profiling. Mayor Bloomberg and his chief of police have been vociferously defending the police department's Gestapo tactics of jacking any person of color they deem suspicious. And now, with the judge's condemnation of the policy, plus the New York mayoral race in full swing, this story has spread beyond the confines of the Big Apple.
So this is a positive outcome for the Saturn-Rahu conjunction in Libra, a change in the rules towards something more Libra-like, balance and fairness?
Yes, David. Maybe they'll get around the judge by stopping and frisking an equal number of white people. That would be, like, totally Libra.
Well, let's go over to this subject. The USA is in its Mars major period until 2015, and Mars rules Scorpio, the sign in the 12th house of the USA chart. The 12th house is prisons and prisoners. And now, by transit, Mars, the planet of force, is aspecting Saturn, planet of prisoners. The California authorities won court approval on Monday to force feed prisoners who have been on a hunger strike since July 8th. As a protest against the state's solitary confinement policies, and human rights organizations have been mobilized on behalf of these prisoners.
Right. Okay. As Mars entered Cancer last Sunday, we got our first example of destruction via water. Torrential rains hit the Philippines last week, flooding Manila with waist-deep water. The typhoon then headed off to China. And also, as we reported last week in our prediction segment, Mars's transit in the water sign Cancer, aspecting Rahu, the planet that signifies toxins, indicates potential poisoning of water. And you, David, rightly predicted we'd be hearing more from Fukushima.
Yes, on Tuesday, a full moon day, Japan issued a level 3 warning indicating a major incident, that being 80,000 gallons of highly radioactive water leaked from one of the crippled nuclear power plants. Water so contaminated that a person just standing next to it would accumulate more radiation in 1 hour than 5 times the maximum dose recommended for a year. And here in the United States, the huge wildfire in California that began last Monday has San Francisco worried that its water supply from the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir will become contaminated with ashfall. It sure sounds like a case of debilitated Mars contacting smoky, toxic Rahu.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Mars is the planet of attack, particularly malevolent in Cancer, its sign of debilitation. And now its square aspect to Rahu, the planet of poisons, manifested as another really sad incident last Wednesday. The Syrian government apparently fired missiles with chemical warheads into a rebel neighborhood in Damascus. And now, with a body count of over 500 people, the call for some response to this horrific act grows louder with every passing day.
What is clear is that hundreds of people died, that it was a chemical agent, and this ups the ante on Obama, who is on record as saying, the use of chemical weapons is a red line, and I'm the president of the United States, and I don't bluff.
Yeah, well, Reports coming out of Washington seem to indicate that the U.S. military chiefs are reviewing their list of prospective Syrian targets. Moving on to another angle, Mars now in Cancer, which is the eighth house of the USA chart. The eighth house of a country's chart is financial arrangements with partner countries. Due to human rights violations by the new temporary government of Egypt, that is the indiscriminate killing of civilians, the Obama administration is faced with having to do something other than condemnation. So they threaten to withdraw financial aid to Egypt. Problem is, this aid is about the only leverage the U.S. has for controlling what goes on in Egypt.
And why is Egypt so important to us? Just two words.
Yeah.
Suez Canal.
Right.
This is not just a major waterway for oil shipments. It's also super important to the U.S. Navy, which gets priority passage from Egypt for its warships. Of course, assuming we continue giving billions in aid to Egypt's military.
Right. All right. In another area, Venus is the planet of currency and value, and it's now debilitated in Virgo, and this means a loss of value. Emerging markets such as India and Indonesia are already feeling the pressure as investors begin shifting their money back to the U.S. The Indian rupee and Indonesia's rupiah have fallen to multi-year lows.
This has larger ramifications for world trade. These countries are big consumers of Chinese products, so if their buying power goes down, it causes a further destabilization of China's economy.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm. Well, going on to yet another angle, Venus and Mars, the gender planets, are both in their signs of debilitation. Thus, we have gender issues. Recently convicted and sentenced, Bradley Manning says he's going to live the rest of his life as a woman. She is now known as Chelsea. Evidently, she will have access to psychiatric services while serving her prison sentence. But an Army spokesman says the Army does not provide hormone therapy or sex reassignment surgery.
Mm. Wouldn't that be interesting if they did? Anyway, Mercury, the planet of the media, is now in Leo. And on the other side of the zodiac from Mercury is Neptune, the planet of utopian fantasy in Aquarius, the sign of social conscience. Al Jazeera America had its debut last week on Tuesday, the night of the Aquarius full moon. We now have a TV network, a new TV network. Yeah.
Yes, the new network promises to be a real news source, minus the tabloid BS that so preoccupies the lamestream media. They actually say we'll have less celebrity sightings.
Wouldn't that be a treat? A lot of people, me included, have watched with dismay as the mainstream media and the good old U.S. of A. has steadily declined over the years into pandering to our baser instincts. So I welcome with great hopes this new source of the news.
And one more thing on Venus. We noted last week that Venus in Virgo puts it opposite Uranus in the zodiac, which puts the planet of entertainment under the influence of the planet of surprises. And here you go.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck has been chosen to be the next Batman.
Oh, no.
Which has some fans of the Batman franchise have caused some of them to become rather miffed.
Yeah. Well, David, I have a Venus-Uranus surprise for you that may top your Batman. Get this. This is real. The Swiss city of Zurich, seeking a solution to prostitution, will open prostitution drive-thrus starting today. That's right. You can place your order for one of 40 prostitutes and then have sex with her in a wooden booth. Wait, there's more. There are rules for the sex boxes. Adults must be alone. No threesomes. They must drive automobiles, no bikes, no walk-ups allowed, and you must properly dispose of the used condom. Zurich residents approved the $2.2 million measure last year after becoming fed up with streetwalking prostitutes.
Ah, this from the country that brought you the cuckoo clock.
Truly. Okay, I guess that will do it for the review of the week. Join us for our next segment where we will look at what's coming up this coming week.